Well, Sam, 2 Corinthians 13:1 says this is the criteria for verification of a thing in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, we're going to get a little technical without going too far into this, but the word witness is actually the Greek word martyrion. It is the word from which we get our English word martyr. Now, I know when I say the word martyr, immediately in people's minds, it conjures up the idea of someone dying for what they believe. And the word has come to mean that. It's kind of morphed into that over the centuries. But originally, the word martyrion, the Greek word, was merely a witness in a courtroom. Someone who stood up in a court of law and testified in behalf of the prosecution or defense and said what they had either seen or heard. Now, the word martyrion, martyr, has come to mean someone who died for something because the early church kept witnessing, testifying, almost in a legal sense, what they had seen and heard Jesus do. They were told to stop doing that. They refused to do so. They said, we can't help but speak the things we've seen and heard. And eventually, one by one, they begin to have to lay their life down. Hence, the word martyrion has come to mean someone who dies for something. But initially, Sam, it was a courtroom witness. So to use modern terminology, the word is primary source. If something is going to be proven or disproven, you have to have not a secondary source, not I heard someone that or talked to someone or someone told me they had seen this or heard this. You have to have the primary source as your witness. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that with respect to all of these allegations that are going on, both with respect to Judge Moore, more recently with Al Franken, because we did have a primary source step forward with a picture that verified he had actually groped her like she claimed. So talk about this witness and primary source concept that seems to be so absent in the Roy Moore situation.
Well, Dave, you've laid it out. In a court of law, you have to have confirmed, as you say, two or three witnesses. That goes all the way back into the old days. The fact of a kangaroo court, we would call it, or a false body that would come together just for the sake of accusing an innocent person and sending them to jail. We've known that's happened throughout history. And what our founders put in place were these things, which were reflected off biblical principles, saying if you have to be a visual witness to a crime, or there has to be some irrefutable proof, a DNA in the case of something that happened or something of that type we now bring in. But if you do not go to those objectively provable evidences, Dave, it subjects you, and that's never sufficient anywhere through real law to accuse a man or to destroy a character or put somebody in jail.
Not biblically, not constitutionally, not legally is an accusation sufficient to implicate and convict someone. There must be substantiated proof.